Minnesota is one of several states where lawmakers are considering laws to make it harder for people to get books removed from public libraries. The Washington and Maryland state legislatures have already passed laws this year, while Illinois did so last year. The American Library Association says over 4,200 books in school and public libraries were targeted with restrictions in 2023. That is an increase from about 2,600 books in 2022. In 2023, 47% of books that were challenged by members of the public had racial or sexual subject matter that was termed LGBTQ+. Restrictions on books have increased in some states. Librarians and administrators in states with restrictions worry about fines, legal action, and prison sentences if they provide books that the public considers inappropriate. This year, lawmakers in more than 15 states have introduced bills that place restrictions on libraries and punishment for breaking rules. Some parents and activists object to books containing strong sexual subjects being bought and lent by public libraries and public school libraries. They say such material is inappropriate, especially for young readers. National groups such as Moms for Liberty say parents have the right to prevent their children from seeing material that they consider bad. Every library is a political action group for libraries, which aims to fight restrictions. Every library says several states are considering different bans on restricting books. States considering such bans include California, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Kansas, Massachusetts, Missouri, New York, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Vermont. However, bans on book bans appear unlikely to pass in states where they have little public support. One bill failed in New Mexico this year, for example. A law barring restrictions on books is awaiting Maryland Governor Wes Moore's signature. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill that makes it more difficult to remove books the public finds offensive. That includes material that deals with race and LGBTQ+ ideas. A bill is being considered in New Jersey that would protect librarians from civil or criminal responsibility for the materials they put in public libraries. Some proposals are called Freedom to Read Acts. Martha Hickson is a librarian at North Hunterdon High School in New Jersey. She said freedom to read is important. She said reading is voluntary. She added, students can choose to read, not read, or totally ignore everything in this library. At a U.S. House of Representatives hearing last month, speaker said books by LGBTQ+ and minority writers are among the books banned most often. At the hearing, Carlton Laster of the group Outfront Minnesota, an LGBTQ+ rights group, identified himself as Black and LGBTQ+. Laster said LGBTQ+ books helped him communicate his feelings and truths. However, Republican lawmakers in Minnesota have argued that instead of worrying about book bans, they should pay attention to reading performance. Under half of public school students can read at grade level in Minnesota. Republican Representative Patricia Mueller is a teacher from the town of Austin. She said, "Every book is banned for a child that doesn't know how to read." I'm Gregory Stockel.